Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeff Calkins is columnist of the Daily Memphian and also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11 a.m. every single weekday right here at 92.9 FM ESPN on X. Conveniently at Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, how's it going?
I'm good.
Oh, good to hear. With sort of waiting till the NHL, the Stanley Cup to start on Wednesday and we have NBA Finals starting on Thursday. Where have you turned your attention to the past couple of days? Where have you been looking?
Josh Allen's nuptials, you know.
Okay.
That's been a big one. And then I don't do shows. I don't really watch shows because I don't have the stomach for it.
You're one that doesn't like the drama. It stresses you out.
Right. They're all too damn tense, right? So I have started to watch, however, a show on Netflix called, let me see what the hell is it called. It's called Headquarters
Department
4.
Q.
That's it.
I started watching that last night. Nice.
Okay. That's it. Department Q. How far have you gotten?
I finished episode 4 last night.
Well, you're ahead of me. What do you think?
I enjoy it. And the Scottish accents, they're something else.
It's beautifully done, right? I mean, and the curmudgeonly guy is entertaining.
Yeah, and he is a curmudgeon. Like it's a little bit overdone, but you know, it's a TV show. I get it.
The Syrian guy is great.
Yes,
like, he's a guy you can like. He's 100%
root for.
Right? The guy they root for. I'm not going to tell people what happens here exactly, but. And the part that's weird and just stupid and improbable is what they do with the woman in the show. Like, it's just dumb. Like, they have her sequestered away in a submarine or whatever the hell it is. Like, that's just stupid. You know what I mean? That's TV, but that's so not real life. If they'd murdered someone and then they just go find him, that would be a little more realistic than what happens in this show. I find that,
and they're trying to get her to admit her wrongs from the past because she was a prosecutor.
Yeah, we don't want to say anymore, but that stuff that's a little stupid. Honestly, it's just like who really wastes time on that? Like it's nonsense. That's just nonsense. That part of it, but the characters are entertaining. How did you stumble upon it? How do you pick your shows?
I just open up my apps. And I decide and Department Q, I think I usually go to like top 10 TV shows. I think it's number 3 on Netflix right now. So I rocked with it because it was, it had good reviews. It had some decent reviews since it released very recently. It's 2025 show.
This is not something I can normally do. I can't talk to people about shows cause I find them too tense. This one hasn't been that bad though. It's not been that
tense.
And what?
It's tense. It's got. I mean, there's some tension
maybe
going.
It gets more stressful, but so far I'm okay with it. So that's what I've been turning my attention to.
Okay.
Department Q.
Yeah.
And what else?
How about Oklahoma softball getting knocked out of the Women's College World Series by Texas Tech? They cannot five-peat now. They've won four in a row with Patty Grasso.
Cannot five-peat.
Cannot go for five in a row. But that's to come to an end at some point, right? Isn't that? That's just how it works.
The great part of that story, honestly, I was literally driving, listening to ESPN Radio when. So you got Texas Tech with a 2-0 lead in the seventh. And for those of you who are not as plugged into softball as I am, it only goes 7 innings. Everyone is not as deeply enmeshed in women's softball
sure,
as I
get
am,
it.
And I don't expect them to be. So it's only 7 innings. And so, but you've got the greatest pitcher in the world who came over from Stanford for $1 million to Texas Tech. She is cruising. She's got a 2-0 lead over the 4-time defending champions. It's down not just to the final out, but to the final strike against the 9-hitter for Oklahoma. And what happens? She goes yard. And I'm literally driving along listening to this. I'm like, my God, this is incredible. Like it is women's
right.
softball that I'm hearing. But it was. It was unbelievable. And it was sort of a Mario Chalmers shot like,
yeah.
Oh, no. But they were able to get off the mat, was Texas Tech, and prevail anyway. And the Texas Tech pitcher had the Oklahoma pitcher, the coach of Texas Tech came from Louisiana, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his daughter had been killed in a car accident.
Yeah.
And the pitcher for Oklahoma also came from Louisiana, now going up against her old coach, and had the name of the daughter written in her glove. Sports.
They're great.
Like the people who run sports disappoint all the time, right?
Yes.
Those people disappoint all the time. Sports doesn't disappoint, though, man. Like, it is great. Sports is great. The people who run it, not so great. But sports doesn't disappoint. It's fantastic.
Yeah, they had a game-winning sack fly, too.
Game-winning sack
and
fly.
And the full-on, celebration following, though, and I get it. You knock off the 4-time defending national champion.
I mean, hell, the Knicks.
You go ahead and you celebrate as much as possible.
Yeah. The Knicks were celebrating getting into the Eastern Conference Finals, so I don't think we can criticize Texas Tech for a full-on celebration.
Yeah, so speaking of the Knicks, that seems to be the story of the day. Tom Thibodeau fired. I want to sequester that. I want to do this in two separate questions. First question, are you surprised by this move from the Knicks?
Yes, I was surprised. I will tell you my reaction was surprise. Because typically, you see the disappointing ending, but then you take a step back and you say, oh, look at what they've done. They're relevant for the first time in forever. They're having good seasons forever. Like they've got the city, thrilled and whatnot. And this is a James Dolan enterprise that had been laughed and ridiculed and been a disaster for so long that you would, in the end, my thought was, they might try to trade Karl Anthony Towns, try to figure out if they could get Giannis somehow, but that failing that, they'll probably run it back, realizing the East is going to be even weaker next year because of injury.
Yeah.
And they would have. So, yes. Was I surprised? Yes, I was surprised.
So, yeah. I would imagine since you were surprised, you probably don't think it was the right move. That's the next question. Was it the right decision for the Knicks to try to find a different voice with this particular group?
I don't think it will ever look like the right decision because in order for it to look like the right decision someday, what you need now is you need someone who can take this team where Thibodeau didn't, right? Which is at least to an NBA Finals. And the truth of the matter is, the Knicks are sufficiently flawed, even in the weakest in the weaker East, that the odds of them getting to the NBA Finals with the next coach are probably less than 50-50, right? I mean, it would seem. I mean, Cleveland will be back, and so you've got this 1 year where Jason Tatum's hurt, and so maybe there's an opportunity there, but you couldn't beat the Pacers this year. You know, the Cleveland will be back presumably and healthy. And so the odds that they're going to go, if they couldn't take advantage of this set of circumstances this year, the odds, whether it was Thibodeau or anyone else as head coach, they're probably not getting to an NBA Finals with this group. That's my bet, right? And so sure. I don't think it will look good. I don't think that you'll look back in hindsight and say this was the right move. But I actually do understand the move. And the move, the truth of the matter is they've got elite defenders on that team. Elite defenders on that team. And they were just getting cooked. He couldn't figure out what to do with Cat. Like, he could not design anything that would not let them just get absolutely cooked.
Or Brunson.
And with Brunson. And so, like, I don't know. Like, should you just be grateful that you're relevant again? Or should you say, you know, and plus then what you hear, and again, this is purely from the outside, is you hear that although this year was very successful, it was filled with turmoil. Players, you know, only meetings left and right. He very clearly hasn't been able to get Cat to be a even credible defender. And, you know, and truth of the matter is, except for some exceptional plays, which Bridges made, obviously, in the playoffs, he didn't have the year that they wanted him to, and he's going to be a free agent at the end of this year. So if you can bring in Jay Wright or, you know, Michael Malone, I don't think they're going to be downgrades from Thibodeau. And so I don't actually hate it. I was surprised by it, and I don't think it's going to look great in retrospect. But I don't think it's a dumb move, no.
The stat that just gets me is, one, they hadn't been to an Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years, and he won four series in the playoffs as opposed to the previous, I don't know, it was like seven coaches only won one. And he has won 24 playoff games for the New York Knicks in his five seasons. The previous 12 coaches only got to seven playoff wins. Right. It's just like, I think we're still, some organizations still have the old school mindset of, if we don't get there, we don't need to be patient. We should blow it up, get a new voice, maybe bring in new players, because now Knicks don't get to the finals. You get rid of Tom Thibodeau. They're talking about potentially trading for Giannis and giving up some of the guys they brought in this offseason, whether that be Mikal Bridges or Josh Hart or OG Anunoby. But I don't know if this, considering what we've seen in the past 7 years with seven different champions and the patience it took for some of these franchises to get those, I don't know if this fits the modern-day NBA, the NBA we're seeing right now, to make this move on a whim, to make this move after he has elevated this particular franchise and sort of potentially upset a Jalen Brunson who seemed to like Tom Thibodeau and all that. Right. But, like, you look at the Nuggets. They took their time with Michael Malone to get there. I know they fired him. I get that part. The Bucks, I know they fired Mike Budenholzer, but they took their time to get there. I think these two teams in the finals this year, it's been patience that has paid off for them to get to this particular point. I just don't think what the Knicks did jives with what we have seen in the turning of the tide in the NBA with the parity we're seeing and the patience it takes to really pull it off.
I do agree that there is an instant tendency towards overreaction among fans and media members, commentators, right? That you see this all the time. We saw it with the Grizzlies, blow it up. We see it like instantly. The Knicks lose and they're like, got to trade Cat. Like, sure. you see this. It feels like every team, unless you're the Detroit Pistons, who are just really happy to be there, there is an instant feeling like we got to change everything. And I think that is generally errant. I think that you're exactly right. The teams that have stayed the course, whether it's Denver staying the course, whether it's Boston, this is less about coaching in Boston. They, of course, did have a coaching change and won their championship, but for other reasons.
Right.
It wasn't really a lack of patience. It was whatever was going on behind the scenes. But Boston was patient with should we keep this core together? Should we blow it up? Even Cleveland this year, they didn't get where they wanted to go. Now, they did make a coaching change. Cleveland did make a coaching change and seemed to profit from the coaching change. But a lot of people said they should blow up their core.
Yep.
The core doesn't work, and they didn't. And so I fundamentally do agree that patience is an underestimated quality. I don't know. I also can see, I think this roster is good enough that it can accomplish what Thibodeau, you know, it can win, you know, 50 games with they're not going to get, you know, they're not, I presume it's going to be, you would think, Michael Malone or Jay Wright, right? So if you can bring in one of those, will you say it's a downgrade as a coach? Like, will you say they downgraded as a coach?
Also, the question is, do you think that they will get better results if in similar circumstances? And I don't know if I can give you an affirmative there.
I don't think they'll get better results than this year if Thibodeau was returning next year or with a new coach. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I think organizationally, it's like when you're drafting, unless you have a real conviction, you're always safer to take the player who everybody rates higher. You know what I mean? So, because you're not going to get ripped for it, right? You take the player who everyone has higher on the draft board, and then you won't get ripped for it. And you're going to get ripped when you go out and take Darko, you know, ahead of Carmelo, for example. Right. Like, what the hell are you doing? And that better work out if you do that, right? And I think this, as an organization, you wouldn't have been second-guessed for bringing Thibodeau back. No one would have second-guessed you. Like, of course you should bring Thibodeau back. Here you've set yourself up for second-guessing, and it better work. And the truth of the matter is that whether Thibodeau was coming – if work means getting to an NBA Finals – either way, it probably wasn't going to work because it's really hard to get to an NBA Finals, even in the East.
And I'll be the one to say it. Okay, Tom Thibodeau's out. They're talking about maybe, you know, going and getting a big fish, and that big fish is Giannis in New York because he likes New York, and he is potentially going to be traded from the Bucks. I don't think it makes sense. Does that make sense to you, going and getting Giannis for the New York Knicks?
Well, for what? But yes.
Well, for what? We can assume for what? I mean, that's a Josh Hart. That's an OG Anunoby. That's maybe a Mikal Bridges. That's whatever picks you have left. I mean, that's blowing up a lot of what got you to the Eastern Conference Finals to bring in that one big fish. And does that make you better?
I if I could bring in one of the two best players in the world, I would do it 100%.
Okay.
And keep Brunson and keep one of Bridges and Adonobi, or, you know, like 100%. I would 100% do it and figure the rest out. Yes, absolutely. He's tremendous. And so, yes, I would. You would not.
I considering what you have to give up, I think you have to, more than years past, whether it's a Kevin Durant or a Giannis or whoever's out there, I think you have to think way, 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 way harder about bringing in a player like that with that big contract and with that big name and what you have to give up to get there. Because, again, like, you look at the teams that have won the NBA title in the past 7 years, and ultimately, yeah, you can point to some stars. Jokic did it. Giannis did it. You can point to some stars. And SGA likely will do it this year. We'll get to that in a second. But you can point to the stars, but you also need to point directly to the people surrounding said stars. And if you go get Giannis and offload three of your solid rotation players, a Josh Hart, an OG Anunoby, a Mitchell Robinson, whatever that looks like, I just think you fall into the same trap. You're not going to have the depth, which they didn't have this year, and I don't think in particular you're going to get that much better. Now, the rest of the Eastern Conference isn't good, which you already mentioned, and it's devolving with the Celtics having to blow up everything and Jason Tatum out for the year in all likelihood next year. But I don't think it's necessarily a worthwhile move for the Knicks, considering where they got this particular year.
I mean,
they weren't that far off. Game one went the way it should have. They could likely win that series in game seven in New York. So it's not like they were, you know, it's not like they got swept or had a gentleman sweep at the hands of the Pacers. They were in that series. They just had a couple of missteps in late-game situations.
I agree completely. It really just comes down to what the deal is, though. Like, you're paying Kat a whole lot. I'd rather pay that money to Giannis than Kat. You know, you know what I mean? Like, so it really comes down to what the deal is. You're true. They have no depth, and if you have to give up three of your five starters, that's not a deal I'd make. I don't believe they would. So I think in the end, then it just comes down to, you know, what's the deal? And I certainly think there are deals, reasonable deals you could make around Giannis that would make the Knicks better.
Yeah.
But You know, in the end, the truth of the matter is the only reason they would trade him to New York, if you were just trying to maximize the value for Giannis, honestly, it might be Houston or San Antonio or like
Correct.
Whatever other,
and they could give you more draft capital so you can rebuild.
Yeah. So the only way you do this at all is if Giannis is driving it, such that you don't really necessarily want to do it, but Giannis is making you do it, right? Giannis is driving it, and so you're getting less value, which means the Knicks are getting a bargain for Giannis, but because the Bucks are treating Giannis, you know, with respect, that, you know, and I think that really is the only way it actually happens at all. And so by definition, then it is, you know, it's a good value for the Knicks because it's really being driven by the preferences of Giannis.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now to the NBA Finals, Thunder versus Pacers. Thunder are -750 to win the NBA Finals. And I saw this yesterday, SGA -600 win finals MVP. That's the implied odds of 85. He has an 85% chance to win finals MVP and ultimately win a championship. That would put him in rarefied air. He'd be the third player all time to win the scoring title, the MVP, and a title in the exact same season. Jordan did it four times, which is, quite frankly, like just looking back at it, that's why Michael Jordan's considered the GOAT. That's insane. And then he'd be the first to do it since Shaq. I know we all sit here and we say, okay, this is the best series we could have gotten, but you know, with that you would expect it to be competitive. Do you expect this to be like overwhelmingly competitive between the Thunder and Pacers?
No, and I think a better series would have been healthy Boston, or a better series would have been healthy Cleveland, honestly, is what
sure.
I still believe. So I said when the conference finals began that I thought the Thunder would win this in 10 games or less, would win these next 8 games that they need wins, would come with only 2 losses. And so far that is looking good. You can talk yourself into it the way we do, right? I mean, I think the Pacers were the third best in the league at not turning the ball over, right? And so that is critical, obviously, against Oklahoma City. So that, maybe that's a reason. Secondly, the Pacers have shot basically 40% from three during the playoffs. So if you're going to beat Oklahoma City, you're going to have to shoot well from three because they're not going to let you get to the rim. And so you can sort of come up with reasons why you think, okay, maybe. But it's also true that, Halliburton has a – you're much better off going up against Jalen Brunson than you are whoever is going to be guarding you from Oklahoma City. I think they're a Death Star. I think it goes 5 max, but I hope not. You know, I was surprised by Indiana all along, so I didn't know the Pacers would be able to do what they did, and they've been great fun to watch. But you know, people complain about the small market teams or the lack of new superstars or whatever. I think the real problem with this series, if there is a problem with the series, won't be that the markets are small, and it won't be that there's not LeBron. It will be that the Thunder make it boring because they beat the hell
yes.
out of you, and they beat the hell out of you in 4 or 5 games, and nobody wants to watch that. And honestly, they wouldn't want to watch the Knicks getting beat in 4 or 5 either. You know?
And again, with the Cavs and the Celtics, with what happened to them, I don't think there was any option on the table
right.
that would have avoided this. The Thunder really are a historic team. They're going to win 84 games in all likelihood, and that would be, what, fourth all-time, top four all-time for a particular season. And, you know, what I've talked myself into, Jeff, is not the series being competitive, but looking at the two teams and digging deeper on the parity conversation. Because I think there's more parity if you dig deeper, right? The parity in team building, it's the first time that two teams have faced off against each other in the NBA Finals where they're not taxpayers. Neither of them have paid the luxury tax. Like it's the first time since, 06, something like that. Or maybe it's the first time ever. I think that may be the case. And also, I think the style, there's a stylistic parity to what we know from NBA playoffs past. We always talk about half-court offense and defense, and you can't play as many players. The depth doesn't matter. Well, these two teams have completely broken that narrative. They play deep, they play with pace, and it has worked for them in the NBA playoffs. So I think if you dig deeper, there's some lessons that we could learn from the way both these teams ran through these NBA playoffs. That's what I've talked myself into. Again, I don't think it's going to be a very competitive series. I think the Thunder are just that good. But I think there's some interesting pieces, interesting narratives that we could talk about when it comes to these two teams.
100%. There's a difference between whether it'll be fun to watch than whether it is intriguing, and particularly from a Memphis perspective. Chris Harrington wrote a piece of the Daily Memphian yesterday about four lessons from this, and two of them you put your finger on. One is that that pace, depth, those sorts of things actually can win in the NBA. We're told everything slows down in the playoffs. Well, these teams don't slow down. And stunningly, and I'd urge people to look at Chris's piece on this, because he has a chart about how the Grizzlies match up with these two teams across a whole bunch of categories that have to do with this exact thing, pace, et cetera. And they're strikingly similar, except when it comes to turnover rate and transition defense. The Grizzlies are one of the worst teams in the league. So you have these two teams that were really good in turnover rate, that play fast, and then the Grizzlies were, I think they were 24th in the league in turnover rate, and it just became a killer for them, right? I mean, it was a killer. So that was one of the lessons. And then the second lesson was, yes, that small market matters. Market size matters. Let's not fool ourselves. But that management matters more than market size. And I feel like it's a little unfair to judge the Grizzlies. Like, people will look at Oklahoma City and they'll say, why can't we be that? Well, like, every single team in the league, probably for the last 5 years, could look at what management has done there and said, why? Like, you, it's not fair to measure your management and say it has to be the very best, better than historically brilliant management. Like, that's not necessarily a fair standard. But it is true that if you look at both of these teams, the way that they have built the teams, smart draft picks, smart trades, it is instructive, right? And neither one of them have had great particular lottery luck. The only real lottery luck was Chet Holmgren at number two. They moved up to get Holmgren number two. But beyond that, it's picking later in the lottery. It's, you know, it's making smart deals. And I think it's heartening to know that things like management, particularly when you're living in Memphis, that things like smart management matter just as much or more than market size.
All right, now, final thing, Bills fan, I have to ask you about this. Stephon Diggs, I'm not saying do you get a full-on belly laugh from what you've seen lately with him in division with the Patriots, but do you crack a smile a little bit with the boat situation where he's getting women to call him daddy and he pulls out the unidentified pink substance that we maybe it's Himalayan pink salt he was cooking on the back of the boat, I don't know. But do you get a little bit of you smirk a little bit at that, no?
Oh, there's no question, because when they broke up, like when the Bills and Stephon Diggs broke up, the narrative was, what the hell are the Bills doing?
Yes.
What the hell are they doing? They don't have a great wide receiving core anyway. There was at least a theory that Stephon Diggs made Josh Allen, because until Stephon Diggs got there, he was not as good as he then became. And that's just true, by the way. He was better once Stephon Diggs got there, and he was an important addition for that part of his development. But it's amazing. Like, since that day, you got Josh Allen MVP, and now being happily married to a Hollywood star this past weekend, and then you've got Stephon Diggs goes to one team, gets hurt. That team doesn't seem any hurry to have him back. Signed by the Pats, and doesn't look like the best influence on anybody by handing out some pink substance, which I can only assume was Pop Rocks.
Yeah, on a
boat in there's not much suspense left in terms of that debate, who was wise and who won that and who you want on your team and who you don't.
Well, he's dating Cardi B, and I just want to, you know, if I could get in his ear, and he doesn't care my opinion. Her former husband, her ex-husband's Offset from the Migos. Yeah, you know, Stephon, you can't do the same things that rap star did. You can't. And what gets me about that video, Jeff, is he knows the camera's there.
I don't really understand
that. He knows it.
Yeah. Well, who is the? It is a huge party foul to release that video. Who the hell did that? And has Has that person been fed to the sharks? Who did that? That's crazy.
Well, but he looked right in the camera.
He did look right in the camera and made a thing out of it.
I don't know why I don't know why you'd want that video of you unless you wanted to like show it off.
Scurrying back to camp though, that's for sure. Yeah, he's like, all right, I guess I better show up to voluntary, you know, whatever OTAs.
Is Mike Vrabel not the best though? He's hilarious. We obviously want our players to make good decisions, but we're not gonna let you guys get privy to the conversations we had behind closed doors. You know that was you know GM. And Vrabel just eviscerating him in a meeting, like, dude, what the hell are you doing?
And you're brought in to literally be the, you know, the elder statesman to show.
We have a 22-year-old quarterback. Can you help him out?
So, yeah. Anyway,
yeah. So
vindication, I'd say. Yeah, I'd rather a Super Bowl win, but that's just own vindication of a sort.
I hear you. But the Super Bowl win, maybe it'll come.
Give it some time.
But, Jeff, I appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Gabe.
He is Jeff Calkins, @Jeff_Calkins on X, Daily Memphian columnist, also host of the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. That Stephon Diggs thing is kind of hilarious at this point, though, Connor, isn't it? I mean, just looking at the situation, and he missed OTAs, made sure he got – recorded the next day doing workouts in Miami where he was found with that pink substance. And then the day after that, there's another video that surfaces of Cardi B twerking in front of his face. Then the day after that, he ends up at voluntary OTAs. That's something, isn't it?
That's a professional.
I guess so, man. I guess so. All right. We're going to go ahead and grab a break, and we'll come back, talk some college football. Well, we have ESPN's FPI forecast. It has been released today about the group of five, and Memphis is involved. We'll tell you how high they are on this list when we return. So today, as we wind up and get through the rest of the offseason, heading into the fall and college football season, ESPN's FPI forecast has been published, and it takes into consideration all the returning players, what these teams are going to look like. They really ironed out the group of five today. And according to ESPN's FPI forecast, again, which released today, you can go check it out at ESPN.com.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
87.7% chance to make a bowl game for the University of Memphis. 14.9% chance, nearly 15% chance to win the AAC title. A 0.5% chance to go undefeated and a 6.5% chance to go make the college football playoff. Ahead of them, only three teams. They're actually number four in the group of five. And that goes to show you the amount of resources they have, the amount of players they can bring in, how well they do on the transfer portal is still a lot better than most of the group of five. But the three teams ahead of them, one is UNLV. They switched over from Barry Odom to Dan Mullen this offseason. They brought in Alex Orji from Michigan to play quarterback. They have a 21% chance to make the college football playoff, according to the ESPN FBI. At number two, Tulane. Kind of surprising, more on that in a second. 23% chance, according to ESPN FBI's forecast, to make the college football playoff. And then Boise State, respect, at number one, 25% chance. Now, those three teams ahead of them, I actually, weirdly enough, lean to the side of UNLV is the one team that I can very confidently, based on what they've done this offseason, what they did last year, and who they've brought in, I feel pretty confident about them being a team that is ahead of the Memphis Tigers when it comes to the group of five. The other two teams, though, at number one and two, I'm kind of confused by, Connor. I understand that in the Mountain West, Boise State, 25% chance. They should be at the top of the Mountain West. They're good every year. They can recruit very heavily. Spencer Danielson's done a good job. But losing Ashton Jeanty? Like, I don't know if I can just, like, sit there and discount that fact and say Maddox Madsen, their quarterback's going to step in and be, like, some game changer without Ashton Jeanty. Ashton Jeanty ran for 2,600 yards last year. That's well over half of their offense. I mean, that's well over half of their production, and he caught for a bunch, and the touchdown production was half of their touchdown production. It seems kind of insane to me to put them in that same exact category a year after losing the number six overall pick at the running back position, who ran for 2,600 yards, who was second in Heisman voting. Seems a little bit insane. And then Tulane at number two. I don't know if you've been paying attention to what's happened with Tulane, but they don't have a quarterback right now. TJ Finley, if you've been paying attention, he had the car that wasn't registered to him and it was stolen. He ends up getting in the portal and leaving Tulane. They don't have a real solid quarterback room they can lean on. Now with that, I will give them a little bit of a benefit of the doubt because last year we didn't know Darian Mensah was going to be who he was, but of course he gets the $5 million deal this offseason to go to Duke, and that's how that worked out. But when we look at the University of Memphis, I think this is just about where they should be. They have more resources. They have an expectation of 8-9 wins no matter what. I know that they have to replace a whole lot, Seth Hennigan, the wide receiver room, and otherwise. But I've come to a realization, Connor. You know how, like, people after high school, when they've had the segmented K through 12, and they've always, you know, year after year after year, some people take a gap year. Some people take a gap year, then they decide long-term, what are they going to look like? What do they want to do with their life? How are we going to go into this next generation? How am I going to become a grown-up? I think that's sort of where the University of Memphis is under Ryan Silverfield at this particular moment. You have Antoine Hill waiting in the wings. He's probably not going to start or play a bunch this year. You have to see what he can become. He's the highest-rated quarterback prospect in the history of the school. And you have Brendan Lewis, who likely will be your starter. And he's never been a big winner by any stretch of the imagination. He's put up decent stats. But also, when you look at the rest of the roster, this team, is probably going to have 15 or 16 new starters on either, like, you know, combined with their sides of the ball. 22 players, 15 or 16 new starters. And this year does not feel like the year that Ryan Silverfield and that staff feel like they're going to capitalize and really get through. Could they? Sure, anything's on the table. I don't look at the group of five this year as something like it was last year where you had all these, the Tulanes, the Boise State, you knew what they were going to be, the Memphis, you knew what they were going to be. Like this year is a little bit more up in the air, so I think there's a fluctuation to what could happen. There could be a team like Louisiana or somebody like that who rises to the top that we're not expecting. A Liberty maybe rises to the top. But I view this season as a gap year for the future for the University of Memphis. And I think it's the biggest test to date for Ryan Silverfield. You have to keep up a certain expectation of 8 or 9 wins. But at the same time, while all this is happening and you're trying to have success on the field this year, you have to have a plan for the future and you have to iron out what your future is going to look like after this season. You have a 1-year placeholder at quarterback. And you have to see what it's going to look like going into 26-27. It feels very much like the high schooler that takes a gap year and ultimately decides what they want to do in the future.
So what do you think the fair expectation for Memphis is?
8-9 wins. Can it be less than that? Let me ask you that. Let me throw that right back at you. Can it be less than that? No. I don't think there's any way it can be less than that.
I think what I'm asking is I still feel like making it to the championship game is a must. It's a must. It's been too long. We can't do another season of haven't gotten there.
Sure, but this season, even if they don't make it there, it's different than last season in the realm of expectations. Just because you don't have the continuity, you don't have Seth Hennigan anymore to lean on. You have a completely different set of circumstances. You have to bring it all together in a short period of time through spring and through fall. I feel like yes, you want to get to an AAC title game. No doubt. And that can be an expectation. But I also think if they don't make it there and they win 8 or 9 games or have a season like they did last year, I think people will also still have the future in mind of, okay, A.J. Hill's on campus. Antoine Hill's on campus. This guy we have a lot of hope in going into the future. We could have continuity year over year with him as long as he doesn't transfer out. I think it's a different set of circumstances than Ryan's had in his entire career at Memphis because let's be honest, first couple of years, taken care of by Brady White. Next 4 years, taken care of by Seth Hennigan. Now you're in this gray area, in this gap year where you have to make plans for now, but also focus on what the future of the program is going to be. And I do think fans going into this season, yes, they want what you're talking about. And there's an expectation of 8 or 9 wins no matter what because of the resources, because of where you are at in the group of five hierarchy, if you will. But I think regardless, you're going to have hope for the future no matter how this season ends, minus a 4 or 5 win season, something like that. I think the hope for the future will still be there, considering the way the transfer portal has gone, the talent they've brought in, and the quarterback they have waiting in the wings.
I agree with that. Couldn't you also say, though, that the rest of the American is also in a bit of a gap? So that is why Memphis should be at the top still?
Yes, I guess you could make that case. Navy's bringing back Blake Horvath. Like they're gonna have a good team. Navy will.
Yeah, but Memphis
based off last year. Tulane, I know that they don't have a quarterback all ironed out, but they still have been in the AAC championship 3 straight years, even with last year being kind of confusing at the quarterback position. We didn't know Darian Mensah was gonna be Darian Mensah. Maybe there's somebody in that quarterback room that they have hope in that could turn into that next iteration. So I guess I'm with you on that, but this is different circumstances than we've ever seen under Ryan Silverfield at the University of Memphis, and that's why I think we're gonna have to talk about it a little bit different and see. It's gonna be such a wait and see moment as opposed to years past under Seth Hennigan and Ryan.
Yeah, I'm not. My fear is that he wouldn't be able to survive another year of not making it to a championship game.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that. I believe if they don't make it to a championship game and only win 6 or 7 games, conversations will be had. I am under the impression, this is just me, with the contract last year, the re-up, the quarterback in place. And if the quarterback is gone, like if he ends up transferring after this year, I think most bets are off because that sort of changes the outlook on the future for Ryan. I think if he gets that 8 or 9 win mark, even if he doesn't make an AAC championship, it'll be the same conversation for a lot of the fans, but I think he would retain his gig.
I don't know, because then there, I think the argument would become, can he maximize a roster? When you couldn't get there last year, and then you're trying to sell the fan base, oh, well, we got to have a gap year, and maybe wait till next year, because that's going to be the team. But then we're going to say, well, there's no proof that with the roster,
that's going to work out.
You've gotten there anyways. Yeah. It's just going to be, how many times are we going to do this dance?
Yeah, I completely understand that. But this year, I'm curious for the fans out there, and you can hit us up, G_Coon71, C Dunning 929. What are your expectations heading into this season for Memphis football? What is it, 8-9 wins? Do they have to get to an AAC championship? Do they have to win an AAC championship? If you're crazy, do you think they need to make the college football playoff?
I definitely don't think it's that.
Holler at us about, compared to the past 4 years, and looking at what they're going to have to replace – just about everybody, what are your realistic expectations for this year's team? Not the future, this year's team. Because I think you're going to get a mixed bag. I really do. But we'll see.
I think most people are going to expect getting to the championship game.
Okay.
Not winning it, but being there.
I want to hear people speak up on it. Let us know. G_Coon71, that's KUHN71, and C Dunning 929. All right, small talk is on the way. Make sure you stick around. Brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now, I know we have, especially the past few years with the city additions and the changes every year to uniforms in the NBA, we've had our complaints about where the NBA is headed with their futuristic, for the sake of being futuristic, uniforms, trying to evolve every logo and everything else. But today, I have to give credit where credit's due. The Orlando Magic have lapped the field when it comes to NBA jerseys. What they did is they modernized the old school pinstripe Shaq Penny Magic uniforms, and they're sort of evolving back to the old logo for the Orlando Magic. But they have a blue one, a white one, and a black and blue one. The black and blue one, I'd put that at about a C, but the blue and the white alternates, I absolutely love. Pinstripes down. And I think that we could learn a lot from what the Magic have done here. And this is what I've always advocated for in every single sport that we play in North America. More teams could learn from modernizing the classic look from the 80s and the 90s. Modernize that look. You don't have to go directly back to it, go back to the old logo. But if you modernize the look that everyone seemed to like, people will latch on to it, buy more merchandise, that type of thing. And I think the Grizzlies could learn from this. Grizzlies have some really good throwback types of uniforms, throwback color waves that they could modernize and make really great. But I thought the Magic did a hell of a job.
Magic did a fantastic job. We talked about it a few weeks ago. The 90s and early 2000s jerseys are the direction I think NBA teams should try to go. This minimalism and absence of color of today's world sucks.
It does.
It really does. Like when we were growing up, everything was so colorful. It had so much life to it. It was novel. Bring that back. And I've thought the Grizzlies needed a rebrand for a while now. I think
ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
That their jerseys are boring. I think the court is boring. You need to bring more life into that building. It's time for a rebrand for the Grizzlies. And I think that combining the old with maybe a little bit of modernization is the way forward.
Exactly what the Magic did. I think there are probably three or four franchises that I think could do this right now and really help merch sales and really help just sort of give themselves a pop. The Spurs.
Yes.
The Raptors. I think the Wizards could do a really good job with it. I think those are the three that I would point. And the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And the Grizzlies
and the Jazz four. Did it too. The Jazz and the Magic have shown the way forward. Dip back into the past. Bring it back a little bit.
You can modernize it.
Like, is there any argument when you're in the FedEx Forum or watching a Grizzlies game? The old court is 1,000 times
better
than the one than their regular court.
The old alternate Vancouver Grizzlies uniforms, those are probably top set. Like everyone almost
even
unanimously agrees.
Even like the Pau Gasol Grizzly era.
Sure.
Like
yeah,
those jerseys.
Same color wave, but yeah, just more. It was a little more modern, blocky lettering. Yeah. And Little Birdie told me that maybe keep an eye out for those. Little Birdie told me.
Hey, now.
But I'm not going to. Let my sources be known. All right, hour number three is on the way. And leading us off every single Tuesday at this time is Christian Fowler from Bluff City Media. He's next.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.